Ah, welcome. You've come to hear the story of the consultants, yes? Well, we last left Boko, Ziggy, and Marion aboard a train bound for Isont. You may or may not be surprised to hear that they never made it. After causing a stir in the train's cargo compartment and partially aiding a tiefling thief, Arno, in stealing what ended up being a soul dragon scale, the consultants reported the thieves to the attendant and metaphorically jumped ship in Grunheim to stop short of their original destination. This verdant town built into thick and old tree trunks offered rest, but also adventure. A city as green as Grunheim needs a water source to sustain it, but it had recently been struggling for sustenance. A mixture of the river run dry, Ziggy's pride of his workmanship, and a missing local party took our beloved crew out into the rotting and black areas of the Dorfkin Forest. Have you ever met a forest dryad? I haven't myself, and I certainly don't want to. You never know if you'll get someone like the benevolent Enye or the power-hungry hag Leiden. The consultants were fortunate to run into Enye first. She requested help with her sister Leiden. Enye thought, as perhaps you do, that her sister could be the source behind the death of the forest. One stumble after the next did not stop our trio from making it to a rotting portion of another plane or realm. It was fey in nature, perhaps. It was certainly laden with purple and black toadstools, and there they encountered the vicious Leiden and her army of trees. The consultants consulted marvelously, and not only made it out alive, but were able to rescue two mysterious girls from Leiden's tree army, and also free the missing party from their own arboreous prisons. One quick boat ride took these 11 new friends back to Grunheim for a celebration, and another train ride. Will the consultants finally land in Isont, a place both Ziggy and Marion have called home? Or will something or someone detain them further? I'm looking forward to finding out. Until next time, dear ones.